very important, firstly, to update the listeners here today that there is a process involved through the Department of Infrastructure in the north, and the process at the moment is that there is a need to publish a report into the inquiry into the A5, and that report is of immediate concern. And I know, and it's my understanding, that all parties in the north are very, very anxious that this work goes ahead in order, even without the presence of a minister in the Department of Infrastructure. So it's very, very important for the listeners to know where this is at. There's been so many false dawns with A5. There's been so much heartache as well in relation to recent deaths as well on A5. So it's really, really important for the publication of this report through the Planning Appeals Commission. I don't have any authority in the decision on this, but it is of my understanding that there is cross-party support for the A5 to go ahead once this report is published, and to go ahead even in the absence of Storm at Sitton and in the absence of a minister, that this work goes ahead. And what I would be doing, and I'll continue to do, I liaise with the politicians who've reached out to me in this project, and I want to in particular mention Daniel McLaughlin, who I met with a number of weeks ago in relation to this. I know he's invested both personally and politically in this project for a long, long time, and I just want to acknowledge the fact that he has been very, very proactive, and he's reached out to me on a number of occasions to keep this issue live. And I know as well that the campaign group Enough is Enough made a very strong contribution at the recent hearings, along with representatives from Donegal County Council. So the process is very much on the way, and the only thing at the moment that's holding this up is the publication of this report. And in relation to your issue you raise with regard to the Irish government is committed to the A5, and as far as I'm concerned, no matter what government would be in there, it would be a very unwise decision not to follow through on this commitment. It's really important to have this network built, both, as I mentioned earlier, in relation to safety and people who have lost their lives in the recent past and before that as well, and also the potential danger for future loss of life in this road. So it's of immediate concern to everybody, and it's important that this project starts moving and goes through the process.